This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Are your balls jiggling?
They all suck balls.
Take off your shirt and throw me. Take off your shorts and dunk me.
Hold on, everybody. Here's the situation.
It's over.
We think.
Black dunk. Black, please. Thank you.
Isachi.
I'm going to show you my boots.
You need to get the cob out of your ass.
You can shove that up your little pumpkin ass.
Shove that straight up your little kid ass.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
Hey, it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis.
Google me, bitch.
Hi. All right, so here's the sitch.
The situation is Buckley, I just want you to know we've officially lost Rob. He's standing up and...
I can see this on my end of the video feed. That Rob game. Is not interested in what you're talking about or doing any longer.
The show is become secondary.
Tie game. Okay, so Arkansas's up 1. 2 minutes, 14 seconds left.
And Kansas's best player or best defensive player may have blown his Achilles.
Yeah. So KJ Adams went down with what looked like a rolled ankle. You know when guys come down and then they fall down? But there's... Oh, my God.
That's three straight Kansas turnovers. Rob may shoot somebody.
But the replay shows that he didn't roll his ankle. He may have popped his
Achilles. That's not good.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Careful. Careful. Careful.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Kansas was up 1. They've had three straight turnovers.
God.
And now Arkansas is up 4.
You see why we're met. Do you see why
I do see
this season has been
I do.
Maddening?
I do.
But you've also known this for months.
Yeah.
The best part is as this show just devolves into chaos and Rop loses it, the best part is the man in charge,
God.
Our boss is right here.
Dang it.
And he doesn't care. He's sympathizing with Isaac Rop. Who is now off camera and is standing up.
He knows. Look, he's a Duke fan.
He's a Duke fan.
He and I have bonded over college basketball for the last 20 years he's been at the station.
Yes.
Or however long he's been at the station.
Yes.
By the way, public? Is it public?
I don't know.
Let's not talk about it. So, he's a Duke fan. I'm a Kansas fan. We talk about our teams all the time.
Yeah.
And basically the conversation goes like this. I hate Kansas. And then he's like, I hate Duke. I'm like, well, why do you hate him this year?
Well, they turned it over too much, and the freshmen aren't, you know. Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, yeah. Bill Self sucks, and, you know. Yeah. Meanwhile, we're two of the best programs in the country.
Yes.
We should be thankful.
But we're not. You're a spoiled brat.
That's right.
As the winningest program never
But do you see why this season is so maddening is this game in a nutshell right here. They are now losing by 4, and they can't even inbound the ball.
No. Kansas came all the way back. It looked like they were taking control and then proceeded to turn it over 3 straight times. But yes, as someone points out on the text line, Rop is in March Madness form.
In brighter news, Missouri's losing.
Does that take some of the sting away from it?
Not really.
No?
I don't care about them. Dunk it. All right. There we go. We needed that.
By the way,
we
again,
got a lucky whistle.
We have to remind you again, clap in front of your microphone.
Why not?
It's better. I mean, that wasn't quite as bad when you're sitting down and you're clapping right in front of the little microphone. That was not great.
Does it hurt your ears? Shockingly loud.
It's just not a pleasant experience for the listeners.
I'll stop. I'll fist bump myself. Let's go.
Rob is now digging to put his hands behind his back.
As doing some sort of like, I need to go pee dance.
Yeah, and like maybe the national anthem is getting ready to play. It's quite something.
Oh, sir, can you see?
Come on, dude. This guy right here, he transferred from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
He was the best player at Wisconsin last year. Can't even find the floor for Kansas this year. This is why people are upset about Bill Self. Like, how do you not incorporate that guy?
No one knows.
He's a good player.
No one knows.
Self sucks.
Buck, I hope you are appreciating this as much as I am.
Zero field goals in the last 3 minutes and 33 seconds.
Why don't they make a field goal?
Because they suck.
Getting to watch this up close and personal.
All right, here we go.
It makes me long for the days of the Trey Burke.
They all suck balls.
Clutch three.
Okay, so 1:10 left. Playing D. 7 on the shot clock. Let's go.
The question.
Yeah, that's a travel. There we go. Oh,
yep, that's that clap again.
There we go.
There's that clap.
Got a turnover.
Buckley, as our gambling czar here, what are the over-under that Rop drops a F-bomb before the end of this game?
Yeah, I mean, I've got my hand hovering on the dump button. It's anyone's guess whether it'll actually work or not. We've had instances where it does not, so we'll see.
We're on the air, sir.
He's like, you're not acting like it, though.
Rop is in full-on meltdown. I don't know if we've ever been. He's now doing some sort of baseball putt swing.
He's doing a Trump dance of like doing the golf swing in there.
I'm a Trumpy now. Oh my God! God!
You okay? You all right?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. No. Who else am I talking to?
No, I'm not all right. He turned it over.
I believe that's 4 turnovers now in the last 5 possessions for Kansas. Would you like to comment on that?
Yes, this is why we're a 7 seed.
Yeah.
Right there.
We deserve
to lose. They suck.
The question is, Buckley, do we go to break? There's 44 seconds left. Technically, we're supposed to go to break right now. Do we go to break and let Rop have this moment, or do we press on and see if we get to the end of the game? I'm going to let you do some on-air producing.
Yeah, no, I think that we clearly have to stay with it right here. We've gotten to break much later than this. And if we get into the fouling game, then we can break because that means it's probably done.
If we get into the fouling game, we will. But I think we need to try to see this.
See what happens on this next possession, maybe?
Rob with the loudest sigh in the history of Portland Sports
All right,
Radio.
Down 4.
Down 4.
Got
40,
the ball.
44 seconds.
44 seconds.
This is.
How much do you want to bet they brick a 3 or turn it over? They turn it over. Fantastic. God bless America.
It's a jump ball. Who's possession?
Look
is
at
it?
Bill. Bill Self's going to die. He's going to have a heart attack. These guys are horrible.
The question is, who's more upset right now, Isaac Rop or Bill Self?
Bill Self. Look at his face.
It's bright red.
Look at
your
face.
It's the color of Kool-Aid.
Hey, but it's not a turnover.
No, they got it back. They got the possession. Luckily, they have the possession arrow.
Possession arrow.
They tried to turn it over.
So still down 4.
By the way, let me tell you something.
Please tell us.
There is no chance they win this game, and I mean 0. Why am I even watching? Oh, of course. 7-footer bricks a 3. Perfect.
God. You love him, don't you? That's Dickinson.
Bless America.
Isn't he your favorite Kansas player?
Maybe of all time.
Careful.
right. Well,
Buckley, I think
that's our signal to probably just
at this point,
go ahead and go to break.
I think that is probably our signal to go to break. We will be back at Club 1080 live from the A&A Casino for the conclusion of the Kansas game.
They are so awful.
You had a moment there.
I did, and I got to apologize to one listener who I just berated. He caught me at the wrong time.
Yeah.
He was talking about Kansas choking, and he just I was
bad moment.
It was just he caught me at the wrong time.
It happens,
but it's a 3-point game.
Yep.
Arkansas has had to call 2 timeouts because they can't inbound the ball because they have the ball. 12 seconds left. There is hope. Not that I have any. But
somewhere
in the ethos
somewhere,
there.
Yeah.
And Jake is fanning himself with his spite bet. He's fanning his face with it.
If you're not aware, Jakey Poops, who's in charge of our everything video here at the Fan, is a diehard Yankee fan, and Rob was up in his kitchen for the MLB playoffs. And not just a little bit either. You went at him. And now Jakey Poops, for no other reason other than a spite bet, has laid a sawbuck down on the Razorbacks against your Jayhawks.
You know what?
And he is waiting to slam that ticket down.
He can't wait either.
And
it's about to happen.
How do you like them apples?
If you're watching on YouTube, he is standing over there, like, blowing on his ticket,
waiting
to slam it on the table. And he will do that.
Yes, he will.
And quite frankly, I'm not mad about it.
No.
I think that's what he should do.
Well, if you've been following along, I think what you've seen...
As a matter of fact, I'm going to clear a space here.
Yeah, a little spot. Well, this is some maturity.
Jakey.
What you've seen here, Arkansas going to the line, by the way.
Right here.
10 seconds with a chance to make this a 2-possession game.
All right, who's this guy? Who's this chump?
Couldn't tell you. But the fact
Noonan. Noonan!
All right, 4-point lead. See, what you're seeing here is like the stages of grief, Buckley. You've seen Rop run through the entire gambit.
Yeah,
of
there
emotions.
Was anger, there was denial, there was acceptance. Yes. Now there's bargaining going on.
I think what's happened now is yes, we're in the final stages of grief where we've accepted the loss.
It's over.
Now we're rationalizing that it's gonna be okay.
I got to tell you, dude, I almost dropped 2 F bombs.
Yes.
Get in there.
Ugh. No, that'll do it.
Yeah, it's over. So bad.
You can slam that ticket down anytime you want. This thing is over.
So bad. Look at Jake.
A grinning
Jake
ear
is
to
so
ear
proud.
His spite bet.
The game's over.
The cash is $17. I'll give him $17.
See, now we've gone from acceptance to just like we're lashing out and whatever.
Well,
I'll
and then
give
Danny's
you the seven-
over here saying, oh, I got Arkansas plus money, man. Whatever, dude. No one cares.
Yeah, it is true. The peanut gallery is now ganging up on Rob.
That's all right.
They're coming in.
Listen,
hot and
listen. Can I just ask you one thing?
Ask away.
You watched the last 10 minutes of this game, where Kansas was down 10.
Yes.
Up 4.
Yes.
And now losing by 8.
Yes.
You saw it.
5 straight turnovers, I believe.
Do you see why
yes.
all season I've been saying Kansas
yes.
sucks?
Yes.
Was that not the most maddening? It's not that they lost.
No.
It's how they lose.
It does seem interesting in that Kansas has one of the 3 or 4 most talented rosters in the country.
God.
And they seem to have figured everything out. And you're like, all right, Kansas has kind of grabbed this. They've seized control. And then seemingly a switch was flipped. And those last 4 or 5 possessions were some of the worst possessions you could possibly see. And yes, I can see as a Kansas fan why that would make you want to put your head through a window.
It's not all losses are created equal.
Yeah.
And the way they F up is just...
It makes
stunning.
It more painful than regular losses.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
I'd rather them be just terrible and not make the tournament. I'd rather that.
Now, I believe someone said this is the first time since 2006 they've been out of the first round.
Yeah, no, I will say Bill Self. So 2006.
2006,
so
Bradley.
Bradley. So they went. So when Bill Self first got there, which I don't remember what year he got there. But they lost to Bucknell and Bradley in the first round in back-to-back years.
Ah.
And that was Self. And the people, they wanted to riot.
We're like, whoa.
Yeah, they wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
To his credit, he's won two titles since then and never been out of the first round until now.
Yep. 2003 is when he got there.
Yeah, so that was early in his tenure, and he had lost twice back-to-back in the first round. Like people,
Bradley and Bucknell.
Yeah, the Jayhawk faithful were not happy. But, you know, I mean, if you told me, because I remember where I was when they lost to Bucknell. It was 2006. Or, I mean, whatever year that was.
That would have been five because Bradley was six.
And I was in Palm Springs, and I was on the fan, but I remember texting back and forth with our boss, Alan Davis, who was giving me crap, just like Jake is here, about it. And I remember being so livid, smoking a cigarette outside of a bar in Palm Springs that they were losing to Bucknell. I remember this vividly. And if you had told me at that moment that Bill Self will lose in the first round again the next year, I would have said fire him. But then if you said he won't lose in the first round again until 2025,
you take
and he'll win two championships, I'm like, okay, can keep him.
Again, I think what we've seen here is Rop run the entire gamut of emotions. Again, and now I think we're into the acceptance.
It's true.
We've gone from acceptance and
I'm feeling calm.
And now we're into the rationalization
I'm
and now the
calm.
Healing process.
I'm feeling like this is a healing moment.
Yeah.
I do want to apologize to the listener who I berated. That was not fair.
Yeah.
Although he was saying choke.
Which, again, it's not an appropriate time.
I agree.
It's not.
Like, that made me mad.
Yeah. I don't blame you. He doesn't know you.
Doesn't sound like you're sorry, then.
No, probably
not. I'm sort of sorry.
Kind of, sort of.
Sorry, because you have to be.
Well, we've gone on this journey together, and I think the listeners have enjoyed this. Someone said what was on the.
Let's have a drink.
What was this text line? The most compelling segment of this show I've heard in a long time, and I enjoy the program. I think we've all.
Well, thank you.
I think we've all gone on this journey together, and I think we've learned and we've evolved.
I think that's what it is that even though you don't care about Kansas out there, you have a team that you care about, and you understand what I'm going through.
Yeah. We can all relate as sports fans.
Buckley, don't act like you're not out of this. Tomorrow, Oregon plays the mighty upstart Liberty.
That's right.
They're going to put you through this, too.
I'll either be sitting on a bar at a beach, so it'll be okay.
Oh, that's right. You're going to Hawaii.
Yeah. Some of us don't have to worry about it because our teams took care of business. Now that we're dominating the Big 12 as a basketball school, the Mormons are here.
Hey, I like your team.
Listen, can't be stopped.
I told you this.
Are you coming on board? Let's do it.
And I will say, Isaac,
wait a minute.
The type of game that you just saw, Oregon has been playing all season long. So it's not exactly the same, but this version of Oregon is akin to your version of the Jayhawks this year, where
you guys win.
Not always, and they have these mind-numbing stretches where you don't know what they're doing. So, you know, I mean, there's some of that there, too.
There's a little bit of that that's just college basketball, but this is where I'm going to sound like an arrogant fan. Kansas teams have generally been above that, you know, which is why we're Kansas.
Yes.
But now we're down in your muck, and we don't like that.
No.
I don't like being down with you.
I'm above you basketball peasants.
Well, I promise this.
That's right.
Tomorrow, one way or another, Oregon will be down or up 15 at some point in that game, and it will not be over.
That's right.
I think that's right. I think that's very fair.
I promise you, there will be a 15-point lead in that game, one way or another, and at no point will anyone think that ball game is over. That is the 2025 Oregon Ducks.
That is the fairest thing I've heard in years.
Yes. So I'm just glad that we were all able to take this and we're all able to move on, and Buckley can enjoy. You're going to Hawaii tomorrow, right, Buck?
Yeah, our flight's at like 6:30 in the morning or something. So,
okay. Well, who's our producer tomorrow?
I think we got Schultze.
I know. Ordner and Schultze are splitting it up. I'm not sure who's on tomorrow.
I think we got Schultze tomorrow. And I think we got. Anyway, I think we got Schultze.
All right. Well, enjoy your vacation, Buckley.
Yeah. Thanks, I will. You still have a show left, though.
And maybe when we come back, we talk about doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you want to go to a break or maybe an update?
We can talk about who the next Kansas coach will be.
After they fire Bill Self?
They're not going to fire him, but he's going to leave.
After Bill Self collapses? Is he going to be the next coach at, I don't know. Is he going to be the next coach at Texas?
Did you see the Kansas guy who just flipped us off?
Yeah.
He looks like Chip Kelly, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, he is not handling. Hey, if it makes you feel any better, you're handling the loss better than that guy.
I think I am. I think that's right. All right.
Hey,
yes.
And Beaver fan is insane. At least you still have a conference.
You know what? Right? That is a great text, and it makes me laugh. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. So right.
We'll be back. Here's Buckley with SportsCenter.
All right. Well, now I've been stirred up again.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Well, Dirt is here.
Yeah.
And he just showed up and said, oh, Kansas shouldn't even have been in the tournament.
Yeah. Well, I've said
this. Why do you say that?
I've said this many a time. Dirt is What do we
this
got?
Game's, this game right. Okay. So this. We've got another game that's coming down right to the point spread. Oh, they're going to walk it out. Ah! And I have Texas A&M, by the way.
Yeah.
So the spread on this is Texas A&M -7.5.
Oh, gosh.
And they and Yale just scored to make it 9. A&M inbounds. Game over. A&M
Yale
by 9. Hell yeah. Okay, so Dirt can suck it. And yeah. I told him that. I was like, why would you say that? Shut up and go drink your drinks.
Well, here's the thing. Dirt is a notorious. He even admits it. Dirt is the most petty sports fan.
He's a troll.
Dirt is
he
a troll.
He said shouldn't even be in the tournament. Yeah, shut the hell up, dude.
He's just trying to get this reaction out of you right now. And it's
okay.
Working.
Okay, you're right.
Dirt's
right.
A troll.
So I should calm down. Yeah. I should come down.
Dirt's a
okay.
Troll.
Here's the best part of today's show.
Yeah.
And it's that I'm going to reset this and say that Jake, who's our YouTube guy, he's a Yankee fan, and I gave him so much crap about the when the Yankees and the Royals were playing in the playoffs.
And not a little crap. I mean,
I gave him a lot.
You were stirring it up.
I wrote. He says I was riding him for 4 hours straight, and I was.
You were.
Look, Jake's a young.
Yeah.
I'm trying to toughen Jake up. And I think I made some headway in that regard. Yankees won the series. He gets the last laugh. Well, I get out here today, and he's here filming us. And he says, so you should turn on the YouTube stream right now because you're about to see Jake shove it right in my face. He says, I have placed a spite bet.
And I do appreciate a good spite bet. I'm
and
a big fan.
He took, because I gave him so much crap about the Yankees, he took Arkansas on the money line. They were a plus 5-point dog or whatever it was. So he wins. So he bet $10. He wins $17.50. And here on YouTube is him slamming the money down in my face.
In your face. In the face.
$27.50. And there's the two. There are the two quarters.
That is the most satisfying $27.50 that Jake will ever earn.
Congratulations.
Right there.
And might I say, sir, well done.
Well done.
Well done.
Well
that,
done.
That is a quality in my face.
Yeah.
And there's your money.
It's a quality spite bet.
That is.
Because who doesn't appreciate.
Didn't even see it coming.
Didn't even see it coming. I love that he had no idea about anything about Arkansas. It was just more of an F you to Isaac
He knows
Rupp.
I'm with Rupp.
Yes.
He knows I'm going to be on the show when the game ends.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet on Arkansas in the event that I can shove $27. By the way, he just fist pumped.
It's a fade on principle, and you have to respect that.
Yeah. I do.
I do have to respect that.
I respect the living S out of that.
10 into $27.50, are you kidding me?
Jake's my guy. That's my guy.
Again, now we've seen, again, the roller coaster of emotion that we've all been on.
We hated Jake just a half an hour ago.
That's right.
I know. But now he's my guy.
And now he's your guy.
And by the way, Missouri's losing. This is great.
So that's, again, stop clapping.
Sorry.
If you're
Drake
in the car right now,
free throw, though.
We apologize for the Isaac Rupp clap.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Oh, yeah, Missouri's getting drilled.
Yeah. Well, they're down by 8.
That's getting drilled.
In my world,
In your world, yes. So that has to take some
I'll
of the sting if those ninnies from Missouri end up losing.
Drake's looking pretty good, man.
Yeah. And more importantly, realize that we I got to look it up.
Who does Drake play if they win? Is that what you're asking?
No. Drake is inconsequential
at
this point. I don't care about
I'll
Drake.
I'll look that up.
But we are one St. John's win over Omaha away from Rick Pitino and John Calipari.
Yeah, you're right.
Who hate each other with a deep, fiery passion.
Do they?
Yes.
Why?
I don't
know that story.
Yeah, they don't like each other.
Really?
Yeah.
So I think it's cool that Calipari, Self, and Pitino were all in the same little quadrant.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
So because, they do bits. Like, the tournament committee does do bits.
Yeah.
They do that on purpose to create, different matchups.
Interesting matchups.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are going to get, barring some sort of bizarro world Omaha, who's not even good, they just got hot in their conference tournament,
I think they won their league and their conference tournament. I mean, they're a mid-major, but I think they are good.
Are they? Because their record's not very good.
I thought they were terrible in non-con, but I think they were the one seed in their tournament because they were one in their league.
Because they're 22-12, so I kind of thought, you look at a lot of those mid-majors, they're like 28-29 win teams.
Well, they had like spread? 8 non-con losses before their league schedule.
Oh, so. The spread's 19.5.
Yeah. 19, yeah.
Yeah, so we are more than likely in the second round, we are getting Calipari versus... versus Patino.
That's great.
Which will be kind of fun.
I'll be rooting for Patino.
Yeah, we got a little Kentucky flavor thing going on there.
Can I say that I like Rick Patino? Does that make me a bad guy?
No, well, it makes him a bad guy, and he is. But here's the thing. Both are slimy. Patino, though, has some style. Calipari just seems like just a general, just slimy douche, whereas Patino does it with style. And by the way, I think Patino's done worse things than Calipari, but I'm with you. In that battle, I'm choosing Patino every time.
You know, when you have a little pizzazz, a little razzmatazz, a little personality, it goes a long way.
Hey, remember, it was after 9/11.
That's right. Just lean into it. Wink a few times, wear a nice suit. We're like, that guy's great.
Well, the fact that I want nothing more than him, because Calipari's wearing the red. I don't know if you've seen him now with Arkansas. He's doing the old Denny Crum thing.
Yeah.
So there's only one way that Patino can match that, is he needs to break out the vampire.
The white.
He needs to break out the vampire Colonel Sanders. If he has any sort of, like, any sort of a flair for the dramatic, he should go with the all-white Colonel Sanders.
Well, he probably won't tonight, but I bet he does on Saturday.
Saturday. And then we get the all-red Calipari versus the all-white Patino.
All right, so what we have now, UCLA, Utah State, just underway. UCLA's up 5. And Drake is up 4 on Missouri with 6 minutes left. So this could come down to the wire.
Yeah.
Good ball game.
And we're all rooting for Drake because, well, Missouri.
Yeah.
It's the one thing we can all agree on is that screw Missouri, right?
Well, go read up on the border war.
It's not good.
Between the Jayhawkers and the pro-slavery ninnies from Missouri. Go read up on it. It's one of the bloodiest wars in American history.
Yeah.
Kansas-Missouri.
That's why
we were...
on the right side.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love being on the right side of history.
Yeah.
Because who likes slavery? Besides Rick Pitino.
Wow. What? Rick Pitino?
Well, you know. I couldn't think of another name.
Yeah. That's rough.
All right. We got a break. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right. Well, the night is over, at least on the radio.
You still got 5 minutes there.
Oh, we still have 5 minutes?
Or no. 7, well, really.
I mean, it's not over here. You know what I'm saying?
No.
We're still partying.
This goes on.
Like, yeah, we got later. We have games that haven't even tipped off yet.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Well, we're watching the end of this Missouri Drake game. But, yeah, UCLA, right, is just underway. I think we still have UC San Diego.
And you got that Omaha State Johns game coming, right?
Yeah. We got the Michigan game.
And Texas Tech, UNC Wilmington.
Yeah. Okay.
So we got a handful still to go. So you got plenty of time if you're getting off work. Head on up. These ladies are ready to party.
That's right,
yeah,
ladies.
Yeah, she's into it.
Let's party, ladies.
Yeah.
We're on the air, yes.
Yeah. She's ready to go.
I think she found out we were on the air, and let me tell you, she pulled her panties back up.
Woo. And more importantly, we have are you all right?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Blacked out.
I'm over it. I'm over it.
You're okay. All right. Well, pace yourself, because this is day one. We still have to be back out tomorrow.
I know, but it was more of the Kansas game.
More of Kansas.
Yeah. No. Like, they don't play tomorrow, I don't think.
I don't think so.
If they do, they'll effing lose.
I don't think there's a – it's like on American Idol, we get voted back, you get, like, one wild card. The NCAA is like, now we really want Kansas to come back.
Yeah, no, I'll be fine tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's just hard. Well, it's hard watching your team while you're doing a radio show.
Well, maybe you control Dirt. Who came in with an unnecessary troll on you?
I'm above it. I'm above it.
You are not much of a troll. I will give you that.
No, I'm not a troll.
But that's where Dirt lives.
I know. Whatever.
And Dirt embraces his trollness.
Well, you know.
He's one of those guys. Like,
fine.
He keeps Twitter receipts. And then when something, like, he saves, like, screenshots and then goes back and retweets at people.
Yeah, that's more. That says more about him than anything.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. You're fine. You've come to this.
We lost. I get it.
Yeah. I wouldn't know how that feels. I mean, my team's a winner.
I will say this. That's true. I will say this about people who kick others at their lowest moments.
Yeah.
This is a special place in hell for those people.
Well, I will say that if you've got a buddy, if you have a buddy that you know is really into one team, and they're in the middle of that losing game, don't text that person. You know, that's poor form. Even if you're the arch rival of that person, this is that there. I feel like that is an appropriate thing, that you give that person like a 24-hour cooling off period before. Like, they know.
It's really weird to me when someone does not have a dog in the fight and then they go out of their way to bury you after your loss.
Right?
Like,
yeah,
if you were playing me, okay, fine. We've been going back and forth the whole time.
Yes.
But, like, you don't have anything to do with this now and you're rubbing it in my face? Like,
This is what I'm saying. It says more about that person than anything. And it's not a positive reflection. It
no,
just is.
It is not. It
just isn't.
It does show a little. It shows a little
pettiness, yes, or insecurity. It's
low,
like,
class.
It's,
if
not
you will.
It's not a good look.
No.
For you.
No.
So I'll just let that sit there.
Pettiness is an ugly hoodie, no matter who wears it.
That's right.
It's not. It's not.
That's right.
It's a John Fetterman sort of look, and not a nice like a Mack Weldon hoodie. That's more of a Carhartt working man with some stains hoodie on it. Shouldn't be wearing that thing.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
We're just kind of wrapping up. We were saying goodbye. Our wonderful boss. We found out that it is.
Are you going to announce that right now?
Well,
at the end of the show?
No, I guess.
Are you going to do that?
No. No.
How much time
do
we have left, Buckley?
Like 2 minutes.
Yeah, about 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, you could look at it one of two ways. One, we could make a big deal out of it on another show.
Yeah.
Or two, this could reward our most loyal of listeners, because the only people left are most loyal.
If you've hung around through the last 45 minutes of this S show that we've put on,
everybody
which, by
left.
The way, we haven't got through one thing in Club 1080.
No.
Not at all. I haven't even
No
started.
Idea who's having the most sex. Not at all.
No. Oh, yeah. We'll get to that tomorrow.
Yeah, we
my
have
iPad,
no idea who's doing it.
My iPad has sat idle for an hour.
There was one poor bastard on the text line that must have texted in like 6 times and is like, who's doing it? Who's doing it?
Yeah, we'll get to it.
And by the way, if you've been listening to us long enough, dude, one day of tease, actually this would be 2 days we've teased it and haven't got to it, that's nothing. I mean, I think there's times we've teased the story for like a week straight and haven't gotten to it.
I gotta tell you, teases are just for people like Jeff who make you tease because they think people stick around to hear the next thing. They don't.
Hey, there's one guy that was sticking around that wanted to hear how often people were doing it.
This is great. This is why I'm a genius, because he's going to stick around for 3 effing days to figure out that story.
That guy is going to be, I guarantee that guy tomorrow at like 6:01 is going to be like, you sons of bitches.
Well,
you better tell me who's doing it. That guy is going to be fired up about that story.
Well, anyway.
And then you stick around tomorrow, because we'll be back out here.
Yeah, we're coming back
tomorrow
out.
At the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill here at ALNA.
Yeah.
And we'll have all the same, you know, we'll have the Coors Light flowing and all
here
of
comes
those
the
things.
Guy. Here comes the guy.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I yelled at you. Seriously. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What a moment.
There's the listener I berated.
And he said he gets it.
I am so sorry.
And we saw the handshake right there on the stream.
Look
and everything.
At that. Man, really.
You caught me at a bad moment.
This is a touching moment.
I apologize to you.
This is like the Disney moment right here.
Does it give you faith in society?
Yes. I think we've all... Look, this is why Democrats and Republicans can eventually come together.
Hey,
because
but you
of
know
that
what?
Moment right
can
there.
Can I say something, though, on the air?
You don't like him?
F that guy.
All right, well, we're back. This is why it's the Gulf of America now. F that guy.
Well, I did berate it. I'm like, okay, so my team loses.
Yeah.
I'm on the air. I'm very mad. I'm trying to not to drop F-bombs. And he comes up and he gives me the choke sign.
You're still not sorry.
No, you're not
I'm
sorry.
I'm just like, come on, man.
What was that? That was a fake apology that you just gave.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
I wanted him to feel better.
Very Larry David of you.
But you're not sorry.
I am sorry. I just can't stand the guy. I just wanted him to feel better.
Well, I've lost faith in humanity now. I had it. Buck, renew my faith in humanity and have a great time in Hawaii.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, have fun out there.
On your dad's dime, you white privileged bitch.
Moms.
His white privilege is double.
It's two different things.
Mom and his dad.
Don't get stung by a stingray.
Yeah.
in the chest.
Enjoy Hawaii. Bring me back some duty-free Kahlua. Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, thanks to Coors Light, video only, and A&A. We're at Stadium Sports Bar and Grill here at A&A in Richfield tomorrow as well. Come up and join us. Dirt and Sprig will be here in the morning as well. So make sure you
And Danny will
get
be
up
here, I think, with Ortner.
Mimosas.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Just spend all day up
here. All right, we're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on Thang Night.
Red Chips of Spain.